Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. Today's subject we're dealing with is divine healing, and we're doing part 27. And we're dealing with the seven things you should know about divine healing, and we're doing the sixth part today. The manifestation of healing is not always instant. It is mostly gradual. Let me say that again. The manifestation of healing is not always instant. Mostly, it's gradual. If you do not know this, a lot of people will think they've missed out on their healing because they can't see it or feel it. Often God heals instantly, but not all the time. His normal method is through seed, time, and harvest. In other words, the word of God is sown. The word of God regarding healing is sown or prayed for over somebody, and it takes time, usually in God's timing and not our time. So it's important not to go by what we see or what we feel, but we go by faith and believe that we have received the healing power. Let's go to Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. Reading from verse 11. Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, Go show yourselves to the priests. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed or healed. And one of them, when he saw he was healed, returned with a loud voice and glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving thanks. And he was a Samaritan. What I want you to see here is verse 14 particularly. So when he saw them, he said to them, Go show yourselves to the priest. And so it was, as they went, they were cleansed or they were healed. It's important to see here that as they went, they were healed. It wasn't an instant thing, although when Jesus spoke and said, Go show yourselves to the priest, Jesus was actually saying, You are healed. Although he did not use the words healed, he was calling those things that be not yet as though they were. As they went, they were healed. In this particular example, we see healing manifested itself as they went. Let us now go to the next example. We're looking at John chapter 4, verses 46 to 54. But I'll be starting at verse 49. But the nobleman said to him, Sir, come down before my child dies. Jesus said to him, Go your way, your son lives. So the man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him, and he went in on his way. Verse 51. And as he was going down, his servant met him and told him, saying, Your son lives. 52. Then he inquired of him the hour that he got better. And they said to him, Yesterday, at the seventh hour, the fever left him. Verse 53. So the father knew that it was the same hour in which Jesus said to him, Your son lives. And he himself believed, and his whole household. What I want you to see in this example, Jesus said, Your son lives, the day before. The following day was the full manifestation of the healing. When Jesus said, Your son lives, that was when the fever left the young child or left the son, but it took the following day for him to be totally healed. Let us now go to Mark chapter 16, verse 18. Reading from verse 18, They will take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands upon the sick, and they will recover. In this scripture, we're not talking about an instant healing. We're talking about a healing that takes time to recover. Often God will heal instantly, but normally, as I've said before, it's a healing process. It's a time process, a recovering process. And this is what we're talking about here. It says, lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. It's not talking about an instant healing. It's talking about a healing that takes time through recovery. Over the years I've been doing healing ministry, I've seen instant healings where the power of God has manifested, causing the person to be totally healed. But I've also seen the healing power of God delivered to a person, manifested on a person, which takes time to heal. I remember one such case when I was first learning about the healing ministry. I was doing street ministry. A young man came to me on crutches with a broken ankle and a cast around the ankle. And I said to him, You broke your ankle. He said, Yes. I said, When did you break your ankle? He said, I broke it yesterday. I said, Do you believe God heals? He said, Yes. I said, Are you a Christian? He said, Yes. I said, Well, sit down, please, on the chair here and let me pray. He sat down on the chair. I put my hands around the cast and I prayed in the name of Jesus for him to be healed. And he said to me, what are you doing? It's getting hot in the cast. I said, that's not me doing that. That's God. That's his anointing coming onto your broken ankle as I lay hands upon you. He said, thank you very much. He got up and walked away with his crutches. The next week, I was back at the street ministry same position, and this young man walked up to me and said, do you remember me, who I am? I said to him, I know your face, but I can't remember where I've seen you. He said, I was here last week with the broken ankle. I looked down at his ankle. It was no longer broken. The cast was gone, and he was no longer on crutches. I said, what happened? He said, after you prayed, the next day I went to my doctor and asked him to x-ray my ankle once again because I felt it was healed. The doctor x-rayed it, and it was healed. Normally, the break would take 6 to 8 weeks to heal, but God healed it overnight. Here was a classic example of where I laid hands upon the sick and they were healed and or they were recovered. The healing process started immediately, but it took till the next day to completely full manifestation. Let me give you now an example of an instant healing. Years ago, I was working in a major hotel as one of the engineers there, and a young waitress, she was walking, fixing the table, she twisted her ankle and she was in dramatic pain. I said to her, look, can I pray for healing? She sat down on the chair and she said yes. And I laid hands upon her ankle and prayed for her and she was healed instantly. The pain left instantly. She could get up and walk. And I told her that was the power of God manifested on her. Here I've given you two examples, one of an instant healing and one of a gradual healing or a recovery in healing. The healing process or the time it takes to be healed depends upon God. He is the one who's in charge of the healing process. Let's now go to Mark chapter 4, verses 26 to 28. This is the parable of the growing seed. Verse 26, and Jesus said, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground and should sleep by night and rise by day, and the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how. Verse 28, for the earth yields crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, and after the full grain in the head. But when the grain ripens, immediately he puts in the sickle because he knows the harvest has come. The spiritual realm works the same as seed, time, and harvest. Healing is a process. You sow a seed, you sow the word, you say in the name of Jesus, be healed in a certain situation. The healing process follows Mark chapter 4, verses 26 to 28 or 29. The kingdom of God is the same in every situation. A seed is sown and it takes time to grow. And then after the growing period has completed, we have a harvest or a manifestation. So we take the word of God regarding healing, we sow it into a situation, we pray over it and believe God by faith to bring in the harvest of healing. The Bible said that God is faithful and just to watch over his word to perform it. He's waiting for his word to be sown by the believer so he can come on that word with the Holy Spirit and his anointing and make it happen. And it also says that Jesus is the guarantee of that word coming to pass. Now, what's the difference? Sometimes things take time for the healing process, and sometimes it's instant. What's the difference? God still follows his laws on healing and his word, but God has the authority to speed up time. So in one situation, you may see someone recovering slowly, and then in another situation, you may see that person recovering instantly. The fact is, God can compress that time. Like he did with the broken ankle, he can compress it from 8 weeks down to 8 seconds or 8 minutes if he wants to. The process is still the same, but God can alter the time and make it much more faster, and therefore we have a miracle. I hope you've enjoyed this message on the manifestation of healing is not always instant, but gradual. Thank you for being with me today, and I look forward to the next audio message with you. And thank you, and God bless.